Hello.
Hello, my name is LaShonda with your roadside assistance. May I please speak with the Marissa Latham?
Hold on, here she is right here.
I appreciate you.
Hello.
Hello, Ms. Latham.
Yes.
Hi, my name is LaShonda with your roadside assistance, and I'm trying to get your roadside assistance finalized for you. So can you tell me if your keys are in your passenger compartment?
They're, okay. I got to try to explain to the young lady that I'm on the line with now that has an attitude.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry to hear that. What's that young lady's name?
I have two sets of, I'm supposed to have two sets of keys. I'm supposed to have one that goes in the ignition. I'm supposed to have one that unlocks my car.
Okay.
I no longer have the one that unlocks my car. So it's like when I do lock my car, I have to find somebody to go in through my door to manually unlock my car.
Okay.
I call for roadside assistance. About one something, they said that my roadside assistance wasn't available.
Correct.
So I talked to customer service.
Okay.
Customer service figured it out. They gave me a reference number to give to you guys to tell y'all to send out the dispatcher because I shouldn't have to pay anything.
Okay.
Because I pay $124.66 every month for insurance.
Correct.
And roadside assistance.
Okay.
The girl I'm on the phone with now, she keeps saying that they're asking for out-of-pocket expense.
May I have her name, please?
She put me on hold.
Oh, okay. So, you have been, you're past that part now. So, our corporate, they changed it in the system. It was a system error, so you're past that point now. So, now, you're within being covered, okay? So,
okay, so I can hang up with her.
Correct, and we can go ahead and get it finalized so I can get you someone out there to help you.
Please, because
sure.
she really just made me mad, and I was going to blow on her.
Please don't. You don't have to. You can go on and disconnect, and we can go
I
ahead
did.
And get okay, great. Let's move right along then. I'm sorry about that. I really do apologize. So you just need your doors unlocked because the doors is locked, but you got the ignition key, so you'll be able to drive off, correct?
Yes.
Okay, fabulous. Do you have power locks?
What's that?
Like, can you lock your vehicle with a key, or do
yes,
you have a, okay?
Yes. I have to manually unlock it with the key.
Okay.
Lock it and unlock it with the key.
Okay, gotcha. All right. May I have the address that you would like us to come to, please? Would that be, actually, we do have one, 4313 9th Avenue.
In Wallum? Yes, ma'am.
This is Birmingham, Alabama, 35224.
Yes.
That's it?
Yes.
Okay, fabulous. Let's get that going for you. One moment. So now at this time, ma'am, what I'll do for you is I'll start reaching out to a provider for you. Once I get one secured, you're going to receive a text message. And this text message is going to tell you the name of the company, their time of arrival, and their telephone number, okay?
Okay. You're going to send it to this phone?
Yes.
Number?
Yes.
Okay.
And let me repeat it, 205-396-4236.
Yes.
All right, ma'am. Once again, I apologize that you went through that experience, and I will make sure that this is taken care of for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Goodbye.